The Hill by Computer from the record of the same name out now here on the Vancouver Mix Tape. Jamie, we're 34 minutes in and we have played our fourth song. You think we're going to hit 17?
Hey, this is a throwback episode, baby.
Yeah, well, we had to talk about things.
We had seen each other in so long. Let us gab.
That's true. Yeah. All those people out there being like, hey, shut up and play the tunes.
Play the hits.
That's always been our motto. The highest number of... the only analytic we care about is songs per hour.
Yeah, exactly. Vancouver Top 40 Spotify list.
Yeah.
That's what they call us.
I think so. I don't know, Jamie, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
About Computer the Band?
Well, just in general, I guess. I mean, you can talk about Computer the Band if you want. They have a cool website.
No, I
want
to know more about your Japan trip, but I feel like that's a conversation that you and I should have off air. One thing that we did miss, and I'm sad about it, and I'm going to use this to kind of hijack the playlist a little bit, mm-hmm. To play our next song, if you're able to. One thing that we missed was our Halloween show.
We did miss our Halloween show.
Could I have come up and done something Halloween related?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you?
I did not.
Nope.
But
you know what? I could. I was technically back for that, but for me, it was already Monday by the time Sunday rolled around.
And you know what? I didn't do the show out of solidarity with you.
That's what you're saying.
Anyways, a band we like called Cursed Words, Jesse.
Yes.
They're a very good band. They just released a new single that would have been perfect. Fortunately, this single wouldn't have been available for us to play on a Halloween show. So
it was intentional.
We get a pass. They have a new single, Monster of the Week. This band that's just been kind of killing it. I have really loved everything that Cursed Words has put out. Their social media presence is also very good, Jesse. I don't know if you follow them on Instagram.
I think I follow, but I think I open Instagram once a week. So
there you go. You've less of an issue with your phone than I do, I think.
Well, no, I just open other things, you know.
Anyways, they have a great Reels game. They're very funny. And they just put out this new single, Monster of the Week. Cool. I'm game to listen to it if you're game to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm ready. As long as Jacob doesn't kick us off his S-word
streaming
platform. No free promo.
Not a single free promo.
All right. This is Monster of the Week by Cursed Words.
Oh,
Scarlet Fever. It was SMS, which stands for something related to cell phones and something text messages. Something messaging service.
I'm getting there. Short message service.
There we go.
That's what it means.
For all you Gen Alpha out there who don't know what an SMS is, who are listening to this show on the radio.
You know when you see the green text? That's what that is.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
Oh, no, I'm talking,
to our
listeners.
To our Gen Alpha listeners,
yeah.
Plural.
Yeah.
Who are all listening to the radio right now. I hope you feel very seen right now, speaking to you specifically. That track, as I said, by Scarlet Fever, called SMS, from the new record, Girl with Shank.
I haven't listened to the record yet. I'm very excited to listen to the record. This is a band that I have been really pumped on for the last few months.
Year?
Yeah, about a year or so.
Yeah.
We
saw them at Catalano.
Yeah.
We'd seen them before. Did they play with you?
No,
that was Cursed Words who played with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Where else did we see Scarlet? Did I see Scarlet Fever? Somewhere else. Anyway, because Catalano was not the first time I had seen them play, but I can't figure it out. Anyway, yep. This is the Jesse and Jamie Get Old and Try to Remember the Concerts They Went To Hour.
Yeah, what was the last show you saw, Jesse?
Oh, God. Probably Catalano. No. I saw Devours at Pleasant Days Festival.
Yo.
And I bought a record, the new record there, and Jeff saw me and was shocked to see. He was like, Jesse? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Like your music, man.
I like your music and I like you.
Yeah, speaking of which, put out some freaking sick hats.
Oh, really?
Baseball caps, sports car era, tie-dye, bleach tie-dye.
That's a Jesse hat right there.
I know. I looked in Japan for hats because my fabled eyeball cap, the snap at the back, the snapback, has been stripped of its buttons. And so I was holding it together with tape. Now I just need to replace the strap, but I thought maybe I can find a cool hat in Japan. Turns out my head is even larger than normal in Japan. So I was unable. I found one hat that I was like, ooh, I would buy this, but it was too small. So,
ah, dang it.
If I wanted a fedora, though. Oh, the fedora. I could have had.
Once upon a time, Jesse would have had a fedora.
Oh, yeah. And I already have two Indiana Jones hats that are Indiana Jones style hats that are fedora adjacent. So just couldn't.
Those are less.
That's archaeology nerd and less milady.
Less milady, more it belongs in a museum.
Exactly. Yes, 100%. This is the Vancouver mixtape, and we are down to our last 10 minutes, Jamie. So,
and we played all 17 songs. Wow, can you believe it? I sure can.
Yeah, we did play 7. So it's going to be a real knife fight here. I'm going to mix in new stuff and like stuff we already know here. Oh, yeah, Girl with Shank. We could, let's go with the best transition then, which is chalcedony, which is a stone that you might make knives or shanks out of, right? Sure, why not? It's a new remix of their track, where did it go? Narcissista, remixed by Sean Luis Ferrero. This is the industrial mix.
Let's go.
Sometimes rage, fear, and love are aroused together.
When your emotions control your actions, it affects not only yourself, it might lead to a permanently warped personality. But you get the idea.
Sister, food's on fire. Stress on love to strike.
Mine by Teen Daze.
I love Teen Daze.
We love the act Teen Daze. That's off the... that's just a single. No, it's from Flashes of Color. Just kidding. Jamie, this is the end of the show.
That's so sad.
I know, we made it through 9 tracks. One of them was over 9 minutes. So we could have gotten up to 12, maybe, if we had had a little more discretion. Or if I had talked less about Japan, but neither of those things happened.
It's okay. Hey, no Rugrats.
Exactly. Rugrats are okay, though. This has been the Vancouver Mixtape. If you're listening to this live, Fun Drive starts in just over 3 hours. So going through next week, please donate to CJSF's Fun Drive. We'll be back at 8 o'clock next week to ask you with lots of fun stories and reasons and persuasive arguments.
We can't wait to argue with you on air.
Love it. Okay. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.